problem with coaches, etc., doing business plans is that they might focus on things like a SWOT plan or things like a competitor analysis or their own strengths and weaknesses. And they might be doing market analysis. They might be doing, oh, there's so many different fancy words. And I've got friends and like an ex actually had an MBA. So I understand a little bit of the involvement. And I know that in the corporate world at the moment, definitely in our country, in Australia, you need that plus, you know, another 3 or 4 other degrees. I'm exaggerating, but you need at least 2 or 3, right? You have to agree. And I'm not saying that the degree is irrelevant, but what I am saying that is that as a coach or consultant of 2 people providing a service, almost any kind of service you could argue, is that there could be a very, very specific kind of person in a specific kind of situation that you help. And by no way are you going to find them by doing a market analysis in your local area. Now, I do think that those kind of a structured business plan is very important for someone that might want to set up, for example, I don't know, a chemist, and they might be, they're definitely going to need to know, does the demographic need them, what product should we supply, what should we be, where should we be marketing, should we even set up in that location, is there another chemist nearby, how much competition is there, are we buying the rights to a certain number of square meters where there can be no more competition set up. Like, I get that there are a lot of things that should be considered, but unless you're doing a bricks and mortar business, a lot of the traditional business plan template kind of stuff is a little bit irrelevant. The other thing that it takes away from is the fact that it's much more beneficial for you in terms of business planning, kind of business planning stuff, really to be focusing on who you are, what you do, how you help them, the problems that you solve, the things that you actually help them to achieve, and the people that you like to work with, and therefore, namely, the people you'd like to not work with, and the things that you do, and getting better at that. Because with so much noise out there, I think the main problem with a business plan is that it teaches us to focus externally on potential competition and problems and worries. And I just know from speaking to so many people who are fabulous coaches, personal trainers, service providers, the people that run their own business, like in a one-on-one sense or a one-to-many sense, their skill set is so niche and so needed. There's no way that they could possibly do market research and find all the people that they need to speak to. I'm not saying market research is bad. Before you get your knickers in a knot, I think it's great. In fact, I advised somebody else to do it in a consultation just today. But that is to build her, that's actually to build her own confidence in the thing that she's delivering, as well as to help, you know, obviously get some words from these people around what they say. But because that is the thing that you actually need to be selling your thing. You need focus. You need confidence that your product or service helps people get from A to B, or like I said to someone in the past, A to Z, really a lot faster than what they would otherwise if they were by themselves. Now, that, to help someone get faster to from A to Z, you've got to admit, doesn't actually take a SWOT analysis or any other kind of market analysis that you would do during a real business plan or any financial forecasting and setting KPIs. Now, I'm not saying don't do any of that stuff. I'm just saying is it as relevant as what you're possibly thinking that it needs to be? And then I'm going to tell you a story about when I was 23, I think it was 23, maybe I was 22, I bought a massage clinic in that it was already operating, the owner left, and there was, at that time, I think there was 2 staff in there, maybe there was 3. Anyway, there was a part-time roster of girls that rotated in doing clients. So it was fairly busy with fairly enough clientele, you know, to feed the girls. Now, it was inside a gym, so it's a perfect place to do that kind of thing. And I only bought it because the girl was leaving and she was sick. But I told one of my clients at the time, and I was personal training, and I was in corporate, a very corporate area. So at the time, this client, she was a very corporate client, and she was at least 20 years older than me, I think, at least. She looked it anyway. And I remember her saying, I told her, because I was so excited because I'd transferred the money that day. It was a couple of $1,000, which back then was a really lot of money. I remember it was my whole tax return. Anyway, and so I purchased it, and I didn't really get anything for it. I mean, I got the existing things, and I remember I acquired a massage table, but I remember telling the client, she's like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe you did that. you should never have done that. You need to do a swallow analysis. She mentioned a couple of words, for example, that you would pull out of the business plan. You need to do a full business plan. You need to understand your profit and loss. You need to do a full SWOT analysis and blah, 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 you know, the basic things. Now, yeah, it would have been a great idea if I had someone to speak to or even knew to ask. Like, who do I ask those questions of? I didn't know. I just had a go. And I figured things out along the way. And actually, you know, I really did figure things out along the way. And it's not that was that big a deal. It's just that I didn't put that much detail and effort into it. But knowing my personality now, I know that that's not the kind of person I am. So I have those people on my team who help me with that kind of stuff. And they're always within arm's reach, right, to ask. Like, they're actually, some of them are quite close to me, my offsiders. So they help me with those kinds of things now. But had I let all of that noise distract me, and I think today, in today's social media age, if you're slightly delaying doing things, you will actually not only find two or three reasons not to do it, but you'll actually find 200 or 300 reasons not to do it, and 200 or 300 reasons why it's just not ever going to be perfect enough to be launched. 200 or 300 reasons why you actually aren't the one to do it, you can't do it, you're not supposed to be doing it, you're not qualified enough to be doing it, there are far too many other people that are doing the same thing, you just don't feel like you know how to get your word out there, you're not braggy enough, you're not salesy enough, you're not fit enough, you're not fat enough, you're not fucking tall enough. You get my point. So I think the danger of our world at the moment is the non-focus problem. Whereas if you focused in on your skill set and a couple of key things, like who you want to work with, who you don't, that I've already rambled on about in this speech, if you just focused on those things, then honestly, the projection and the market research that you would get, I promise that if you're a coach and you're just in a specific niche of helping women do XYZ in XYZ situation and put that many layers of variables in it, like that, get that specific. Okay, there might not be 10 people in your suburb or on your block that want to do that. So if you're setting up a physical four walls, you might not be able to attract that as people for that specific problem. But guess what? The entire world is your market. So the little SWOT plan analysis of what's going on with competition, saturation, et cetera, at the moment, it's actually not that hard to stand out. I'm sorry. If you really, really are, if you're actually really good at connecting, because honestly, to build your business, sales is obviously the transaction of letting people do the thing, but marketing is just communication. It's just about learning to communicate with your client before they're potentially a client. So it's different to coaching a client. And actually, if you would really, really, really like to step up your knowledge and actually apply some things so that you go from not being able to communicate with your client to being able to successfully communicate with them before they're your client so they want to work with you, send me a message on here. And I'll see if I can help you. I don't know where you're listening to this at the moment, but I'll leave my email address somewhere near it. Otherwise, at the time of making this, it's kate@katemartinmentor.com, or the website is katemartinmentor.com. There's heaps of resources on there for coaches, or you can ask me a question. I'll always answer. If there's a program that I've got that's appropriate for you, I'll offer that to you if it's appropriate. If not, I will send you somewhere else. Why? Because I have always done that. Even all my old personal training clients will still message me now 20 years later because they see me as their Google. Because just know that a powerful, amazing business and lifestyle is potentially yours for the taking. It's a matter of choosing what you would actually like. Talk to you soon.